5, 4, 3.
Well, it seems as though it's not, some things never change. Because guess what? For the 16th consecutive year, all Bills fans like me have had their hearts torn out. One more year, no playoffs for the Bills. You know, definitely is getting to be a broken record around here. Not only in Western New York, all around New York State and all around the country where there are pockets of Bills fans. And especially with the Pegulas making this big hire with Rex, of course, as my partner Barnum and Bailey Ryan says. You know, good kudos to Harold Weber for wearing my hat on his show yesterday. As you know, even though he's a Bills hater, I still like to hear what the web dog has to say. And, you know, even if you do take a pie in the face for wearing my hat, Mr. Weber, you know, you always do a good job telling it like it is. Because you're this area's Howard Cosell, if you know what I mean. Of course, I sound like Howard Cosell. And I am just telling it like it is. Because, you know, Howard Cosell definitely never really had anything to say about the Bills. But I definitely have something to say about the Bills. Now that I'm going to get away from talking like Howard Cosell, thing is, this past few days, it definitely has been a lot of passion. But you know, ESPN did that wonderful 30 for 30 show, The Four Falls of Buffalo. And I mean, it's great to see Jim Kelly, Bruce Smith, and all the others talking with reverence. And finally, hopefully, people talking with reverence about those four Super Bowl Bills teams, which failed to win it. And of course, Luke Russert, son of Tim Russert, God rest his soul, hoping that someday when the Bills finally do win the Super Bowl, which I hope occurs in my lifetime, is going to happen. But two things happened at one Bills drive. First, the Bills got their learner's permit. And also, Neil Sedaka decided to serenade the Bills. Tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Happy birthday, Sweet 16. Of course, people are going to keep bashing the Bills until they finally do win the big one, whenever that is. And I hope before I keel over, I hope that's when it happens. But what can I say? Nothing ever changes. And of course, Rex Ryan seems like this century's John Pope. Anybody who read their history books, remember that John Pope was the commander of the Army of the Potomac at the Second Battle of Manassas. And he was called a bag of wind by his subordinates. He once said, "My headquarters are in the saddle." But everybody said, "Pope doesn't know his headquarters from his hindquarters." Some people might be saying that about Rex Ryan. Hopefully, he can right this ship and finally get the Bills to the playoffs. But like I said, nothing ever changes. I'm going from that to probably one of the most colossal blunders I've seen in a long time. Steve Harvey, he's been a great comic for years. Stand up on sitcom TV and also as the host of Family Feud. I always like to hear the quips that he does. But what about what happened at the Miss Universe pageant? It was between Miss Colombia and Miss Philippines. He said it was Miss Colombia who was the new Miss Universe. Then 2 minutes later, "Oh, I have to apologize. I made a mistake. The new Miss Universe is Miss Philippines." Steve, it's live TV. Yeah, I know things can happen on live TV, and I mean, sometimes mistakes happen. But you know, that is a big thing, and Miss Universe has to represent her country and represent everything that is good in the world for the next year. You know, get it right. Congratulations to Miss Philippines but I kind of wonder about Miss Columbia. And of course, the people in Columbia are hopping mad. And one thing's for sure over history, you don't want to make Columbia mad, especially the people in Bogota, Medellin, Cali, Barranquilla, and all the other Colombian cities. And of course, you look at Miss Colombia, she could be a doppelganger for Sofia Vergara. You know, Steve, I mean, yeah, you made a mistake. I appreciate you fessing up to your mistake. But please, get it right. Thing is, I think you're not going to be invited back to be Miss Universe host again. Whoever is the next Miss Universe host, get it right. And I'm going to go from there to saying congratulations to Lago Casino. They were one of three prospective casinos to be awarded a gaming license. And you know, that definitely paves the way and clears the way for it to resume construction and be open maybe by the end of next year. But of course, others like some residents are on tire. And of course, hearing that report about Finger Lakes Gaming and Racetrack and that very unscrupulous deal that's there for the New York State taxation taking what they take from Finger Lakes Gaming and Racing and Casino. Heck, it looks as though almost 70% of that casino's revenues go to the state. And then another 10% off the top goes to the racing purses. It's no wonder they're hopping mad. You know, maybe they can get a new deal there to kind of even the playing field. Because part of me's like, you know, I don't want to see jobs lost. But on the other hand, look at the boon that's going to happen for Seneca County. 1,800 permanent jobs is expected to be created by Lago and that. And you know what? This area could definitely use the employment. Congratulations to Lago. Congratulations to Wilmerite. You know, we're looking forward to seeing what can happen there with the Lago Casino and Resort. Maybe you'll get some entertainers to come there. Heck, you gotta wonder if Lady Gaga or Tony Bennett might come to sing some of their duets or some of their Christmas songs. Because, you know, baby, it's not cold outside. Yeah, that's the way I have to say about this weather. How about it, you know? It's supposedly the winter now, but it feels like we're almost towards spring again. Yeah, you gotta wonder. Heck, is it going to be winter or is it going to be spring all year round? And last but not least, I want to talk about LeBron James and Jason Day's wife. LeBron James, definitely, I mean, for years, he's been the king of the NBA, known for his hustle, known for his scoring. But, you know, you sit in those courtside seats, you're going to expect it. Heck, James went after a loose ball and he plowed right into Jason Day's wife and she was taken off the court on a stretcher. Well, you get what you pay for, Jason Day and your wife. That's what happens when King LeBron goes after a ball. But you know, we shouldn't take away from courtside seats. Even if they're out of my price range and out of the price range of any ordinary citizen, heck, everybody should be able to shell out a few thousand bucks to sit courtside. Oh, brother. But I do have to say one last thing. This is my last show of this year. You won't see me until next year on January 5th. And I should say, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to all of my fans. I'm Ken Oss, and I'll see you next year. Alrighty.
Yep.